The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause. We're going to kind of do what I think is a natural progression of what we've been talking about, namely foods that cause inflammation, foods that are anti-inflammatory, foods that people have sensitivities to, and inflammation being at the root of many health conditions. And we're going to talk about autoimmunity, or specifically autoimmune disorders, because some of the things that I've been talking about are contributors to the development of autoimmune disorders. And, so what is an autoimmune disorder? An autoimmune disorder is, in a nutshell, when you're own immune system is attacking a certain part of your body that it ideally shouldn't be. So examples of this would be, say your immune system is attacking your thyroid. Well, you can get a couple different conditions from that. One is called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Another one is called Graves' disease. They're examples of autoimmune disorders. What if your immune system is attacking your gut? Well, you can get ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. What if it's attacking your organs? Well, that's lupus. If it's attacking your joints, that's rheumatoid arthritis. If it's attacking your brain or your nerves, that is multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, or various forms of neuropathy. There's a whole host of different named autoimmune disorders out there, folks, and I've only just scratched the surface in naming some of those. Just working with a patient with Sjogren's right now comes to mind as a name of an autoimmune disorder. So while there are many different autoimmune disorders out there, the interesting thing is that the root causes of them are many times quite similar. And so, therefore, there's a lot of commonality in how some of these autoimmune disorders can be approached and effectively treated. And so, the name of this show is Treat the Cause, folks. And that's what I'm going to try to share with you today is, if you have an autoimmune disorder or you know someone that has an autoimmune disorder, we're going to give you good information that you can use to help you discover the root cause. And the interesting thing about how this is approached in traditional settings today, when a person has an autoimmune disorder, regardless of the name, there's usually a two-step approach they do in traditional medicine. Number one, they administer steroid medication, and that is designed to bring down the inflammation that is caused by the immune system being activated and attacking a certain part of the body. And then the second part is to give some type of an immunosuppressant drug. And they're basically trying to stop the immune system or to lower the response of the immune system so that it quits attacking whatever part of the body it is attacking. And these approaches are effective. They do knock inflammation down. They do suppress the immune system. But what is missing in the equation is that nobody ever answers the question, well, why? Why did my immune system start attacking my thyroid or my gut or my joints? And not only why, but what can I do to shut that response off at the source? I've never talked to a patient that had an autoimmune disorder when I asked them a pointed question, which was, has anybody ever told you why you developed or what caused your autoimmune disorder? And the answer that I get 100% of the time is, well, no, nobody's ever told me that or investigated that. And the reason is because they don't really care what causes it, because their treatment is always the same. It's the steroid and the immunosuppressant drug. And so I'm here to say that it is possible, not always, but in most cases it is possible to knock autoimmune disorders into remission if you find and treat the root cause. And sometimes the need for the medication is lessened, and in some cases I have seen the need for medication is completely unnecessary. And working with a patient right now with Crohn's, and she is just about off all of her medication. Now, I don't take them off of it. I didn't prescribe it. I don't prescribe drugs. That's not my scope of practice, nor do I tell people what to do with the drugs they've been prescribed. I just simply help people to find the root cause and work on treating that. So we're going to dig into some of those root causes in a moment here. Our contact number, if you have a question, is 507-752-7650. Our web address is redrockchiro.com, and our email is redrockchiro@centurytel.net. If you look at our website, redrockchiro.com, you'll find information about functional medicine on there. There's a really good handout that you can read called What is Functional Medicine? There should be a link on there to a video called What is Functional Medicine? And you also should find a link to our shows, Treat the Cause, with archives to many of our past episodes. So redrockchiro.com, again, is our website. So let's dig in. Let's talk about the root causes of autoimmunity. And number one is leaky gut syndrome. Most doctors that practice functional medicine, of which I'm board certified in, will tell you that a lot of research has been done, and a lot continues to be done on this entity called leaky gut syndrome. In functional medicine circles, sometimes we call it increased intestinal hyperpermeability. It's a little bit challenging to explain, but let me do my best. Think of the gut like a pipeline, and this pipeline is meant to digest your food in there. It's meant to keep any harmful substances, bacteria, yeast, parasites, undigested protein molecules, and things like that. It's meant to keep it in the pipeline and eliminate it. But the pipeline, our gut lining, has these tiny little microscopic pores or openings there. They're located at what are called the tight junctions. And these tiny little openings allow some of the vitamins and the nutrients and the minerals and all the good stuff that our body needs from the food we eat, it allows that to be absorbed from the gut back into circulation. However, in some people that develop leaky gut syndrome, the linings or the little openings, the little pores in the gut lining, they become more porous or wider or more open than they should be. And what happens in that instance is in that some of the bad stuff that's supposed to be kept in the gut and eventually eliminated starts to leak back into the body, into the system, back into your circulation where it's not supposed to be. So say, for an example, you have maybe a little bit of a bad bacterial strain that's overgrown in your gut, and you have leaky gut. Well, some of that bacteria will leak out of the system, leak out of the gut, get back into circulation. Or say you have a problem with gluten, and you eat a gluten bread that contains gluten, and you can't digest that gluten in there, and some of that leaks back into circulation. Well, that's where your immune system says, well, hey, gluten molecule, you're not supposed to be here. And wherever that gluten molecule goes to, sometimes it can attach itself to various areas of the body. That's where your immune system will attack it. It basically attacks it like it's a foreign invader, like it's a virus. And wherever it attacks it at, that tissue many times gets caught in the crossfire. So, say you had that gluten molecule that was floating around circulation, gets in and around the thyroid. Well, that's where your immune system attacks it. And it launches attack and gets caught in the crossfire? The thyroid does. And that, folks, is many times how autoimmunity develops. You have to have this leaky gut syndrome in order for these bad guys to escape. They get into circulation, your immune system starts reacting to it, and certain parts of the body, in essence, get caught in the crossfire. Now, I don't know if I did the greatest job in the world of explaining that, but in a nutshell, that's how it happens. So you have to back up a step further then, though, and think about, well, what caused the gut to break down in the first place? And therein, folks, lies what we've talked about in past episodes. Things like food sensitivities, things like gluten, the inflammatory foods, eating too much of those in the diet. Over time, this can lead down to a breakdown of the gut lining, leading to leaky gut. Another common one I see is overuse of antibiotics, especially in kids earlier in life, and then later on in their adult life, they develop autoimmunity. A lot of the reason is because they've destroyed their gut microbiome. In other words, the good bacteria in the gut's been destroyed or lessened, and then bad guys begin to overgrow. So, an infection in the gut can also lead to leaky gut. So, bad bacteria overgrowth, a yeast overgrowth, a parasite, sometimes that gets into the gut from maybe contaminated food or water that's been maybe in there for months or years, can also damage the gut. So when you look at an autoimmune disorder, folks, this is where it starts in the gut. To keep it very simplistic, it starts in the gut. And research shows us that 70 to 80% of the human immune system is housed in the gut. So if you have an autoimmune disorder, you have to think to yourself, immune system not working right, something's wrong. 70 to 80% of the immune system is in the gut. That's probably where the breakdown began in the first place. So when you investigate the root cause, good functional medicine docs will then test your gut. So that's what we'll talk about next. What type of testing would we do in a functional medicine setting for somebody with an autoimmune disorder? Well, test number one I do is something called zonulin. Zonulin is a protein that is found in the lining of the gut. And so when you see it in elevated levels, either through blood testing or stool analysis testing, which is what I use, if you see that marker in elevated levels, it's very strong evidence that there's been a breach or a breakdown in the lining of the gut. The second thing we do with this stool analysis, so we test zonulin, is we do a profile. It's called a GI 360 profile. This tests for bad critters in the gut. Things like we mentioned, bad bacterial strains, yeast overgrowth. Yeast is actually a type of fungus, so we're looking at for fungal infection, and certain viruses, and also a large screen is done in this test for parasites in the gut. Anything that we can find that may have caused the breakdown in the gut lining, that's what we got. You got to look for to get to the root cause. And then this is a beautiful test, this GI 360. It also tests levels of friendly bacteria in the gut. And it's actually the most comprehensive gut analysis or stool analysis test on the market. It also tests some of the local immune system markers in the gut. It tests for inflammation in the gut. It tests for some of the enzymes that come from other organs that go into the gut, so pancreatic enzymes. It indirectly tests gallbladder liver function. It tests how you digest certain foods. It's the Mac Daddy, folks. It's the Mac Daddy of digestive function tests on the market. So other things that we do is we always do anybody that has autoimmunity, we always do a screen to see how they react to gluten. Gluten is a protein found in certain grains, especially wheat. So any of your pastas, crackers, bread, that's got gluten in it, folks. And gluten is undigestible. Can't digest it. So it's always eliminated from the body. But some people react really negatively to gluten. And there's two conditions that they can get from it. Non-celiac gluten sensitivity is number one. And number two is celiac disease. Bottom line is either one, they break down the gut and lead to leaky gut. In the case of celiac disease, it's its own named autoimmune disorder. And so a lot of people that have other autoimmune disorders like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, MS, Parkinson's, rheumatoid, also in conjunction have celiac disease that many times is undiagnosed. And it's the root cause. And the bottom line is both are caused by eating gluten. And in some people, because they can't digest it well, nobody digests it well, it can really lead to problems. And then we also always include with people with autoimmune disorders a food sensitivity test. And so we do what's called the FoodSafe 190 test. Beautiful, simple blood test. Looking to see, are there any other foods besides gluten in the diet that are triggering immune responses, leading to inflammation, and ultimately a breakdown in the gut? I challenge anybody out there that has an autoimmune disorder, has anybody ever tested any of these on you? And I would say for 99.9% of the people listening to this, the answer is no. And folks, what I just went through right there, that's the root causes. You have to do about 3 or 4 tests to get to the root cause, and 90-some percent of the time, this will get you to the root cause. The other test I sometimes put in with people, if we think that they have, some people have more than one autoimmune disorder, so they've maybe been diagnosed with one, but there's other ones that they have that maybe they haven't been diagnosed with, or other areas of the body that the immune system is attacking that just haven't manifested as symptoms yet. So sometimes we do a screen on them, a blood test called the Multiple Autoimmune Reactivity Screen, which tests antibodies to all different areas of the body to see, are there any other areas or what areas of the body are under attack by the immune system? So, Zonulin, GI 360, celiac and gluten sensitivity blood spot, FoodSafe 190, multiple autoimmune reactivity screens. These are some of the tests that functional medicine doctors will do to help you to get to the root cause. And yes, there's some expense involved with that, but isn't it worth it? If somebody could get to the root cause of your health condition, what would that be worth to you? And the treatment, actually, folks, that we do for autoimmune disorders is actually quite straightforward. If the celiac and gluten sensitivity blood spot test shows you have a gluten problem, well, guess what? You got to get gluten out of your diet. If the food safe 190 test shows multiple or specific food sensitivities, well, guess what? You got certain foods that you have to clean up in your diet. Folks, 80 to 90% of the treatment of these autoimmune disorders lies in the diet. If you get the diet right, if you know which foods you can safely eat and which ones you should eliminate, or at least in some instances reduce exposure to, you've won 80 to 90% of the battle there. If the zonulin test shows leaky gut, we have specific protocols to help to heal the gut. If it shows there are infections in the gut, we have specific protocols to help to basically build the good guys back up and knock the bad guys down. And many times that can be done without antibiotics. So it's a treatment approach that is based upon what the test results show needs to be done, not just a cookie cutter, one size fits all approach. No matter what your autoimmune disorder is, here's your steroid and here's your immunosuppressant drug. We'll check you back in a year. Folks, these medications have horrendous, horrendous long-term side effects. And all I'm saying is there's a different way to look at these, and that way is through the lens of functional medicine. Looking under the hood, if you will, if you take your vehicle to a mechanic, what do you expect that mechanic to do? You expect him to lift up the hood and to look and to hook up some diagnostics and run some tests to figure out what in the engine is not working right? What led to the breakdown of whatever is not working in the vehicle? And too often, the approach that we're taking in medicine today is, the check engine light comes on the vehicle. Let's just get some tape, and we'll just cover that up and put a little piece of paper over that so that we don't see. Let's just ignore it. That's basically what taking drugs is, folks. It's covering up the check engine light. And what I'm saying is rip the cover off, find the source of why the check engine light is on. And that's precisely what functional medicine is all about. I really urge you to read the book that's been written on this topic. There's been many books written on autoimmune disorders, but the one I like the best is called The Autoimmune Fix by Dr. Tom O'Brien. O'Brien is O'Brien. Dr. Tom O'Brien, the name of the book is The Autoimmune Fix. And most of what I've covered with you today is what I've learned from my studies in functional medicine, taking webinars with Dr. Tom O'Brien, reading his book in detail, and years of clinical and practical experience. And are autoimmune disorders easy to treat? No way. They are challenging and they can be somewhat perplexing. But if you work with a good functional medicine doc, that's going to help you find the root cause, and you're willing to make some changes in your lifestyle, you can really knock these out or knock them down, in many cases, knock them into remission. The problem with the functional medicine approach is this, and I'll leave you with this. Most people don't want to put in the work. In other words, they say, I can just take these pills and it helps to control my symptoms and I feel better than I did before when the autoimmune disorder was out of control. And they're okay with that lifestyle. But there's a certain group of people out there that says, that's not enough for me. I'm going to get to the root cause, and I'm willing to make some lifestyle, some dietary changes. I'm willing to take a supplementation protocol that might help get my body back into better balance. And those people are the people that do well with functional medicine. So if you're just somebody that says, I'm content just controlling the symptoms, taking drugs, functional medicine is not for you. But if you're that person that wants the root cause found and you're willing to make changes and to work with somebody that's going to help you make those changes, then you're a great candidate for functional medicine. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. I hope you got inspired. I hope you learned a lot. And I hope you tell a friend. And we'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.